Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Inspector General Amy Curlin says Peter Perrozzi promised to use three minority or women-owned businesses when he got $2.2 million worth of contracts to replace windows and outdoor panels at two city facilities. But she says a year and a half investigation found the firms were fake. One was purportedly owned by Perrozzi's wife.
His wife was a full-time nurse, was also going to school part-time, didn't really have anything to do with the business.
Another was supposedly owned by her son-in-law, who Curlin says was equally uninvolved. A third was a straight pass-through. Perrozzi listed it, but it did no work on the contracts. The three-year ban on bids is the maximum under city contract rules. The city also got $145,000 in the settlement.
The victims are all of the legitimate woman-owned and minority-owned companies that really should have an opportunity to compete for city work.
Perrozzi could not be reached for comment. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.